The mechanic disabled the flight's navigation system on a July 17th flight from Miami International Airport to Nassau in the Bahamas. The flight was aborted after an error alert appeared.
Fox's Rob Dawson. America's listening to Fox News.
The views and opinions of the following program are solely those of the host and other contributors. These do not necessarily represent those of Liberty Acquisitions 825, Blue Water Broadcasting, its management, staff, or any advertisers.
Traffic is brought to you by Formal Outings. Impress your guests with the best. Formal Outings luxury restroom trailers are the perfect touch for outdoor weddings, receptions, family reunions, or parties. Go in style. Visit formaloutings.com.
We are rolling into the 7 o'clock traffic for a Friday morning, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around, and everything looks pretty good out on the roadways. It's a good time to be rolling out there. The boulevard's busy, but everybody's moving along fine. If you're on the interstates, we don't have any delays for you, and the 31s look good this morning. Be careful. Look out for school buses out picking up kids. The number one selling car in America and the number one selling car in the world is at Reinhardt Toyota. Go to ReinhardtToyota.com, hit the big button, and unlock your special price. Reinhardt Toyota, I'm Jeff Blake. Montgomery Sky Watch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hello, everyone. Robbie Pelt with Capital City Roofing. If you think about it, your home is your biggest investment in life. Your roof covers your home, so why jeopardize your biggest investment on a roofer you don't know anything about when you can deal with a reputable roofing company like Capital City Roofing? We have an A-plus Better Business rating and the best manufacturers and workmanship warranties available. We do all residential and commercial roofing applications that are certified through the manufacturer to ensure you get the best material and workmanship money can buy. We also have your project in our best interest before and after construction has been done. Don't hesitate to call us if you have any roofing issues or questions. We will match any of our competitors' price and give you the same great workmanship warranty. We also give free estimates. Give us a call today and let us show you the difference. 277-3311. That's 277-3311. Or you can check us out on the web at www.capitalcityroofing.com. Capital City Roofing. We capitalize the roofing industry.
Have you ever been hacked? Tired of being frightened by your credit card getting skimmed? Scott Schober, a nationally recognized cybersecurity expert, is coming to the Kickback Ranch, 20 minutes south of Montgomery on Union Academy Road, just off 331 in Raymer. Schober, covering topics such as fraud threats, safe shopping, safe social media practices, and much more. Get your tickets today for lunch and learn sessions, September the 16th, 11 to 4, and September the 17th, 9 to 3. For more information, go to kickbackranch.net. That's kickbackranch.net.
Hi, this is Carl Schmidt, naturopath and owner of The Herb Shop. Listen every Saturday to Winning Wellness and learn from experts in different fields of science and technology how nutritional supplements can help you.
Listen to Winning Wellness at its new time every Saturday at 10 a.m.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. In Uniontown, police say the body of 65-year-old Archie Evans was found on County Road 12 Wednesday. He was reported missing last month when he was last seen getting into his truck, which was found about 400 yards away from his body in the woods. His body is now with forensics to determine the cause of death. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a late-night shooting at a downtown McDonald's. It happened just after 10 last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police say one man was shot at the McDonald's and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to that shooting, and so far, no arrests. If you have any information, call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. And state officials will now be taking a closer look at the elections in Montgomery's upcoming runoff after reports of voter fraud in last week's mayor's race. And five teams of two observers each will now go to 46 polling sites in the city of Montgomery. And those are your headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Julia Brooks.
Rich Thomas Weather, a service of Wiley Sanders Trucking, one of the nation's largest truck lines. They need drivers right now. If you want to know what your home time and your paycheck is going to be every week, call Wiley Sanders right now. Family owned and operated. 855-777-9785.
It's very hot again today. You want to know how hot? Yeah, today's high.
How hot is it, Rich?
It's today's high 97, and we were at 97 yesterday. Sunshine still dry. Tonight's low 71. Tomorrow and Sunday and Monday, high temperatures near 100 each day with football on the TV.
Well, not right now. There's not.
Well, no, I'm talking about over the weekend. It just seems wrong. Heat index approaching 105 tomorrow.
That's gross.
Still dry Saturday and Sunday. Isolated storms possible Monday and some widely scattered storms on Tuesday, still in the upper 90s. Do I see any cooling trend? Well, if you watch my morning video this morning, it looks like three weekends in, somewhere around the 20th, looks like something promising around that.
A good wind will blow.
Yeah.
We'll have a breeze.
Yeah, we had a nice breeze yesterday. Thank you. Thank you, Dorian. By the way, Dorian, this morning is the eye wall is touching the Outer Banks of North Carolina with 90-mile-an-hour winds, and the storm is moving north-northeast at 8. Is it picking up speed? Yeah. By tomorrow at 2 o'clock, it'll be around Nova Scotia, still as a full-fledged hurricane, for heaven's sakes. So it was waiting for a bus Monday. It was just sitting there over Grand Bahama, and now it's got on the bus, and the bus is accelerating. Right now, this morning, we have you like that analogy? 66 degrees and mostly clear skies at 7:08.
Check out ASC Credit Union's free Kasasa Cashback Checking Account. With cashback, you can earn 3% cashback on all purchases. Qualifications and rules apply. See an ASC rep for more details. Federally insured by the NCUA. Online at yourascu.com. ASC Credit Union. Your life, your goals, your ASC.
All right. What were we going to talk about on this? Oh, we got good news coming up.
Did you see any good news today?
Yeah, there was good news in there, and now I'm trying to find the good news.
I already talked about Hallmark and Christmas movies.
That's bad news, because they're cutting down.
That's right.
I want the good news.
Good news, ladies and gentlemen.
Good news is good news, and the good news is...
I've got good news and good news.
Pretty good.
Put some good in your morning.
Good news, there's a monkey jumping on houses in the neighborhood.
So you got something...
Yeah, Hurricane Dorian has been lashing the East Coast.
Oh, that's great news there.
Yeah, that is horrible.
Jeez.
Thanks. yeah, the hurricane's been coming through. And a guy in Jacksonville went to Costco on Wednesday to get a generator. And while he was there, he saw another guy buying over 100 generators.
Yeah, I did hear about this.
To send to the Bahamas, each one costing $450.
So he bought how many?
He bought over 100. He spent about $45,000.
That's great.
On generators.
That's great.
Turns out the money came from a fundraiser called Somebody Thurston Bahamas Hurricane Relief. You can go to, I think GoFundMe has it there. In South Carolina, a six-year-old named Jermaine Bell was supposed to go to Disney World for his birthday.
Yeah, I saw he was...
But all the money he saved up, he is now using to help hurricane victims instead.
That is so cool. I love to hear that story.
He bought a bunch of hot dogs and snacks, then he set up a stand on the side of the road and gave out free food to people who were evacuating.
The people that are traveling to go to other places, I wanted them to have some food to eat so they can enjoy the ride to the place that they're going to stay at. I wanted to be generous and live to give.
That's
live
nice.
To give.
Nice.
Good job, buddy. And that is your good news.
Ain't that news? Ain't that good news?
That's what I got for y'all today.
This is an oddity. Did you see the guy on the roller coaster in Spain that caught another guy's cell phone? It was flying in the air, and at 80 miles per hour, he captured the guy.
Did he catch it with his face?
No, I don't think so.
Because that's how I would have caught it.
Some guy dropped his cell phone, and this other guy caught it before it landed. Interesting.
I've never been on a roller coaster in the age of cell phones. I never considered that. Right. I remember Six Flags in Atlanta had some thing that looked like a space shuttle, and it would rock back and forth and eventually stop upside down.
Upside down, right? Yeah.
And below it, when you looked...
You could see all this stuff.
All the loose change and stuff that had fallen out of people's pockets that day.
Yeah.
But I, you know...
God, it's been so long since I've been on something like that.
I know we've got, let's see, line one is Beth from Dublin, is that
Beth
right?
From Dublin.
Hey, Beth.
Yeah, hey, Beth.
Good morning. I just wanted to ask Rich how hot our game at Auburn's going to be tomorrow.
hey, what is kickoff time tomorrow?
6:30.
Okay. So I think that the high temperature is going to be probably peaking between 3 and 4 at near 100, probably upper 90s to near 100. So it's not going to cool off much. The humidity won't be too awful, but, you know, it's going to be bad enough. So,
And we're wearing white tomorrow, so that's going to really look great.
Well, white, sure, yeah. So, yeah, it doesn't feel like football season.
Doesn't feel
no, it doesn't. No, it doesn't. I'm ready for that potential cool off that's coming down our way. I'm ready for that.
Hey, so that brings up a question, Jay. Do we have the predict-a-thon this morning?
We do. We do.
Interesting. Oh.
The Duncans are coming in.
We're gonna do
the
are you picking a game?
Greg has already picked it, and he's already put it on his Facebook page.
He has?
Yeah, it's the Alabama game.
Wow, okay. All right. Okay. Well,
I know who's going to win that game, so I'm not going to, you know, I know who's going to win.
true.
Oh, yeah. And I just hope we don't have an EKG moment like we did last Saturday night.
my drywall at my house is always in danger during an Auburn game.
I was about to tell my husband, we were down at the beach watching it, and I said, I can't handle this. I said, now, if we're going to be doing this, I'm just going to have to, you know, either close my eyes or I'm going to have to get up because I can't do it.
If they put medical monitors on me, it would look wow. The doctors would they'd have an ambulance coming to that.
Oh yeah, so it's really going great. My next question is: I wonder if Jay's going to go see it this week.
Am I going to go see it? No, I still haven't seen the first one.
You didn't?
I never saw the first one.
Need to watch the first one. You need to watch the first one.
Yeah,
yeah.
I'm not a big person, but I watched it, so I think I'm ready for this one.
I have the first one. I have not watched it, so you know
we can confirm that Baron will not.
I don't watch scary movies. I do not watch scary movies. I haven't in years. I don't get any enjoyment out of it, and so just not my thing.
Well, scary movies being horror films. Is that what you're thinking?
Yeah. Okay. I mean, what kind of scary? What are the scary movies?
Well, there can be like thriller films where it's like, hey, it's not
a horror movie, but it's
suspenseful. Like Silence of the Lambs can be a.
Oh, I watched that. Yeah, I watched that.
There's aspects of horror in it, but it's
I'll
more
say this,
of a.
The second one, Hannibal.
Yeah.
Got up and walked out in the middle.
Did you?
Yeah. Oh. I don't gravitate. I don't
to
do gratuitous gore.
I don't. Gravitate to movies like that.
I think Halloween and Friday the 13th are my two old ones that I still get scared.
The great thing about Halloween is there's not much happens. You think it's going to happen every, you know, it's right around the corner. It's going to happen. Same thing with Jaws.
Oh yeah.
There's
even Jaws.
They got you excited so many times that it was going to happen
and pull the rug out from under you.
I saw some statistic of how many seconds the shark was actually on the screen in Jaws.
It's right. Not long.
It was like. Less than a minute or so, maybe 2 minutes.
Right.
Yeah.
Right.
Most of that was at the end.
We even went to California. My mother and I took a trip right after Jaws was made, and we went to the place where they supposedly did the where all the people were in the water and you see whatever. And now it's just a lake. It's just a big lake.
Yeah,
and so it was really funny, you know, that we saw that, and then we saw the shark come up beside our little thing we were riding on, and I said, uh-uh.
they did the second one at Perdido Key, but I've never been the same in the water again, ever. I mean, I think of the Gulf of Mexico, the ocean differently now since Jaws.
I do too. Wow. I respect their perimeter.
Yep. It's their house. You're walking into their house.
That's right. And I respect. I'm not going to go and see you. I'll see you from the shore.
Well, thanks for calling us, Beth.
We appreciate it, Beth. Thank you.
War Eagle. And have a good weekend.
Bye-bye.
And as
bye-bye.
Emily would say, boom, 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 rota.
Right. Who's on line two?
I can't remember.
Okay.
I tried to put it in, and then I couldn't get it.
Mystery caller. Who is this?
I think it was Eric, maybe.
Hey, it's Mike.
Mike.
Hey, Mike.
That's that hard K sound.
Hey, cool. Mike.
What's up? Hey, I just want to let you know that me and my daughter listen to y'all every day, and I know y'all brought up Crystal Gayle.
Uh-huh.
Do y'all know who her oldest sister is?
Yes.
Crystal Light?
No. Hold on. Isn't she? Yeah. She's famous too, though, right?
Crystal Light.
Yeah, yeah.
She's famous country star, married some... Hold on. It's coming to me. I did know this at one point. Who is it?
Tell us.
Loretta Lynn.
Yeah. I'll be... Wow,
yeah,
coal miner's daughter.
That's always stumped me. Coal miner's daughter. I was like, wow.
How about that?
Yeah.
Pretty interesting stuff.
Yeah, crazy.
Well, thanks, Mike.
All right, guys.
Appreciate it, Mike.
See how he dropped that he and his daughter were listening? Like, stop talking about the size of her eyes.
We're talking about her eyes.
Big eyes. I mean, she's got nice eyes.
Let's go back to Thursday Night Football.
No, let's not go back to Thursday Night Football either. You know, I had an opportunity. Again, here, I my trip to Seattle, my first major league game was on Wednesday.
Right.
My first NFL game could have been on Thursday because it was the Seahawks versus the...
that would have been a great thing to story to tell.
It was the Seahawks versus the Raiders.
Yeah. He had his first MLB game in Seattle.
Crystal Gale's real name, Brenda Gale Webb.
Is that right?
Loretta Lynn thought it wasn't classy enough to be a country music star. So she changed it to Crystal Gale. But it was originally Crystal with a K until the fast food chain Crystal was put up nearby. Loretta Lynn drives by and says, nope, you can't have the same name as these hamburgers, so change it to a C. Now she's Crystal Gale.
Interesting. Now you know the rest of the story.
And it was Gale, G-A-I-L. They spelled it G-A-Y-L-E for a little added extravagance. Mm-hmm.
So what was Loretta Lynn's name?
I don't know. Coal miner's daughter.
Loretta Lynn Webb?
Maybe.
I mean,
maybe.
If they're sisters.
I will find her birth name right now. We're getting to the bottom of this, people.
Crystal Light.
Crystal Light.
That's what's out there.
Could have been her name.
She was born, Loretta Lynn Webb.
Okay. Yeah, figured that.
Hmm. How about that?
Don't it make you brown eyes?
Black.
Black and blue.
She's not married to Ike Turner.
All right, so we've got random facts coming up in just a bit. Mm-hmm. That'll include a pop quiz. We will do that. And then we've got the Duncan and Sons coming in pretty soon after that. In fact, let's go to a break here. And when we come back, we'll have random facts coming up next.
We're rolling through the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and things look great for your travels this morning. We don't have any hang-ups on the interstates. They're both up at a speed limit ride. The 31s look good, even coming out of Wetumpka. There's still a crowd rolling with you, so be careful. If you're on the boulevard, traffic's moving along smoothly. The biggest jam-ups we see are around the school zones. Please be careful. Your speed limit in a school zone is 15 miles an hour. Mini-term B classes at Trenum State Community College start October 11th. Registration is September 9th to October 10th. Trenum State, the college for real careers. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
Hey, this is Lyle from Marguerite's Exquisite Jewelry. You know, sometimes you might have some jewelry that's just been sitting in the drawer, out of repair, something you're not going to ever wear again, but it's an asset and has value. Bring it over to Marguerite's and let us give you an opinion on what you possibly can do with it. Whether you remake it, trade it, or even sell it to us and walk away with a check, all those are options. So anything with gold, diamonds, and gemstones, platinum, come bring it to Marguerite's, let us show it to you, and we'll give you a free idea.
Hey, have you heard about what's happening at Wind Creek Casino and Hotel?
No, but I've heard it's the coolest casino and hotel ever.
Well, now, if you join Wind Creek Rewards, they'll reimburse you with free play for up to $1,000.
They'll give me back as much as $1,000?
I know, right? They call it the New Player Promise. And they'll also throw in some free food so we don't go hungry.
Well, what are we waiting for? Let's go to Wind Creek Casino and Hotel.
New members only. Minimum $75 loss required. Visit windcreek.com for complete rules.
Hi, it's me, Emily, here to tell you about my friend Dr. Jeff Pasley at Millbrook Family Chiropractic. Dr. Jeff Pasley has been practicing in Millbrook since 2006, and the success stories are just phenomenal. If you are dealing with pain, maybe this is long-term stuff that you've just dealt with and take medicine for to mask the problems, or if you've had an accident and need to get yourself straightened out so you won't be living in pain, call them today, 285-8483. Very convenient hours for those of you who work around Millbrook, if you're not in Millbrook proper. They're open 7 to noon and 2 to 6, Monday, Wednesday, and Friday, 7 to noon, Tuesday, and Thursday. You can even save time by booking your appointment online at MillbrookChiropractor.com and filling out your new patient paperwork online as well. So check them out, 3363 Highway 14 in Millbrook. Call them today, 285-8483. And again, learn more at MillbrookChiropractor.com.
Trustworthy, accurate, immediate. Carrying your voice across the river region. News Talk 93.1 FM, WACV.
And now a star is born. On September 6th, 1958, the world welcomed little baby Jeff Foxworthy.
Is that a boy or a girl?
If your baby is born with a ding-a-ling, it might be a baby boy.
Jeff Foxworthy, a star is born.
And now it's time for...
11.
Convoluted.
I didn't even have the mic on. That's a dumb move.
You know who would be mad if he did it? Greg.
Eh. I'm expected of stupidity like this. He is not, so that's why he gets mad. Of me, though, it's expected. Did you know? That music's annoying.
I did know that.
Did you know that the record for the longest film shoot ever is Eyes Wide Shut?
Wait a minute. You mean one take? Longest?
Well, no. I would say the one take. No. The longest time it took to shoot a film, 400 days.
400 days.
Wow.
And that was kind of a sucky movie.
What? Eyes Wide Shut?
No.
It
explains everything that's going on right now in politics. It's the whole Jeff Epstein story.
Okay.
But it wasn't, that didn't.
Compromise.
I guess.
At the time it released, it did not explain the whole thing going on
in
politics.
Well, I'm more shallow than you.
It was Kubrick's way of saying, this is how the world works, guys.
He's very hard to figure out some of his movies.
Kubrick. Oh, I thought you were talking about Barry.
Kubrick.
I'm hard to figure out. Very hard to figure out.
Kubrick is.
Yeah. 400 days it took to shoot this. On one occasion, Stanley Kubrick had Tom Cruise walk through the same door 95 times.
I'd be like, bro, go with one of the first 60 takes.
Right?
Pick one.
You should read up on the filming of The Shining.
Oh, I've seen behind the scenes footage of it. It's amazing.
Of how much. He was just like, do it again. Do it again. Do it again. Do it again.
Well, did Kubrick do that too?
Yeah.
Oh, I've seen behind the scenes footage of him getting ready, like for the snow scene, and getting ready for
the axe through the door scene.
Yeah. They've got these little behind the scenes clips, and it's amazing watching him work. He's a master.
Yeah.
Is he still alive?
Who? Kubrick? No, he passed away. He passed away right before he was working on a film called Artificial Intelligence. And he didn't finish it. And Steven Spielberg came in and finished that up.
Oh, yeah.
And did that film.
Interesting.
Did you know George Harrison wrote and recorded a sequel to the song Here Comes the Sun?
He did.
Called Here Comes the Moon.
I was about to ask, was it Here Comes the Moon?
Here Comes the Moon.
Or There Goes the Sun. There are only two options there.
I mean,
sometimes the sun and the moon are at the same time, right?
Correct. And
I mean, frequently. Like,
I had it.
20 days, like 10 days a year, a month.
When I worked at the TV station, a lady called me and says, "What is going on?" I said, "Excuse me, ma'am." She says, "It is the middle of the day, and I'm looking up, and I can see the moon. I am 55 years old, and what's going on? This has never happened before."
Ma'am, it happens every month.
That's right.
How has she never seen that?
I don't know, but that's the kind of stuff you get. You know, like this is brand new. What just happened to make this happen? Wow,
is this the sequel?
Yeah,
Here Comes the Moon. It's not nearly as good.
Even just starting off, you're right.
Here Comes the Sun is a great intro.
Oh yeah.
Everybody's talking up a storm. Act like they don't notice it, but here it is, and here it comes. Here comes the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon, the moon.
It's terrible.
Here comes the moon, the moon.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's probably the dark side.
Did you know why the Facebook logo is blue?
No.
Because of Crystal Gale?
No.
Because Kubrick was murdered in his sleep at 70?
No.
Oh, sorry.
It's because Mark Zuckerberg, when they were implanting his robot eyes, he's colorblind from red to green. Oh. Blue is the richest color to him, and so that's why the logo's blue.
He would be colorblind. He would be.
I don't know what that... Because
his human suit is failing. The lizard under there. That guy's a creep.
This human suit.
He's a very rich creep.
He's a $50 billion creep, but he's a creep nonetheless.
Did you know that NASA's Apollo program considered sending people to the moon on top of a massive Nova rocket instead of the Saturn V? Or the Saturn V. At nearly twice the power of the Saturn, Nova was a mind-blowingly large rocket capable of delivering 12 million pounds of thrust at launch.
Wow. It is the Saturn V.
Is the five? Mm-hmm. Yeah. Okay.
I'm going to the Space and Rocket Center tomorrow. I'm so excited.
You've been before, right?
Never.
Amazing.
Never been.
Absolutely amazing. You're going to love it.
So we'll be at a weather conference. 250 weather geeks from all over the country.
Take pictures.
Yeah.
It's fantastic.
Of the geeks. Personal experience, seriously. Don't challenge the moon landing while you're up there. Don't do it. Just accept it that it happened and live in their little fantasy land and then move on with life.
I recently had a heated conversation with a person that I thought was my friend who doesn't believe it happened.
Oh. Is this where I tell you I don't believe it?
There's another person.
About half the time. About half the time I don't believe it happened. About half the time I do.
Why do you switch up?
Don't get me started.
Because
you can't stand firm in
there's overwhelming evidence it didn't happen, but there's overwhelming evidence it did.
Yeah, of course.
And it just depends on what you're focusing on at that time.
How could 400,000 people, which it took to put them on the moon, be keeping a secret?
Well, only a few of them would have known it didn't actually happen. Why haven't we been back? We haven't been back since the mid-70s. There's nothing up there. Then why is every country trying to get there right now? You see what I'm saying? I mean, it's just China can't get there. Russia can't get there. We can't get back.
May we have India, our next India can't random fact,
before we go off the rails here? Yeah, sure.
But just accept it while you're there. That's what I meant to say.
Don't it make my brown eyes red with anger? Did you know that a curve ball can curve 17 and a half inches from mound to plate?
I'm leaving the joke
17
alone.
And a half inches.
17 and a half inches from mound to plate. It was also banned for a while when it was first invented. Harvard actually banned a couple of players for using it, saying that they don't approve of the deceit.
That violates all the code. That there is a deceptive pitch.
They're all one thing. They're all drinking mint juleps on the sidelines.
Yeah. Everybody at Harvard sounded like Foghorn Leghorn in 1912. You know it. I know it. We all know it. Teddy Roosevelt actually talked like this while he was there.
Tricking mint juleps.
I'm a Southern gentleman.
Well,
of the highest regard.
We shan't be having any curve balls. None of them.
We all went to just see. It sounds like Jeff Sessions went to Harvard and George Wallace went to Harvard.
What's 17 and a half inches? If you ask a woman, it's like that.
Stop it. You do that stuff on News and Views, buddy.
Sorry. You didn't bring me in here to class it up?
This is our family hour. Kids are going
sorry.
To school right now.
Oh,
did you know? Woof. Tip of the tongue states where you can't remember a word are a common experience across all languages, even deaf people. Deaf users of sign language experience tip of the finger where they forget a sign. Like, oh, it's on that tip of my finger.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Tip of the finger.
It goes back to that NFL story.
Stop it. Stop it.
Here we go with conspiracy theories and such.
Oh, boy.
Did you know the number of UFO sightings peaked in 2014, but have fallen steeply by more than 55%? In fact, many UFO interest groups have also closed down just stopped. You know?
Do you think the UFOs are perturbed about what's going on here on Earth now, or and they don't?
I think it all relates to, and I'd love to find an article that would extrapolate on this, but
they moved on to another planet?
No, actually, I believe it's the amount of cell phones that we have now, the amount of people now who have the ability to take photographs, video, and everything else.
Mm-hmm.
I think it's dropped down because, well, it's just not there. Mm-hmm. It's not being seen. It's not. Mm-hmm. It's not happening. Mm-hmm.
Although some recently military pilots have been.
Just the unidentified flying objects,
this year.
I think a lot of those military pilots obviously aren't read in on the top secret programs. Those are earthbound programs.
You think so?
Yeah. Even the stuff in space that the space station sees, that's all.
Area 51 stuff, that's all experimental aircraft stuff.
I think so. I mean.
Are you going to the getaway in September?
No. I'm not charging a top secret military installation. That usually doesn't end well.
No, it does.
No, it doesn't. Not when you give them, especially when you give them a heads up.
Nor am I liking the Facebook group that's suggesting it. I don't want to visit from some FBI guys on, are you doing
exactly,
that?
Right.
Did you know about, and you might know this guy, Rich, I don't know, but his name is Benito Vinez. He's a Jesuit priest.
Okay.
In the early 1870s.
From Cuba? He's a meteorologist in Cuba? Hurricanes?
He established
hurricanes?
The first Atlantic hurricane warning service.
Let me tell you, before there was a U.S. Weather Bureau,
yeah.
The Cubans were the best forecasters of hurricanes because they had the most knowledge of hurricanes. Yes, I do know about this guy. He also tracked that storm that went on to Galveston in 1900.
He and the Cuban authorities had better insight to that hurricane than the U.S. did.
Yeah,
at the time.
Yeah,
he developed the first Atlantic Hurricane Warning Service in the early 1870s as a director of the
Meteorological
Observatory of the Royal College of Belen. He created a network of observation sites to track clouds that progress well in advance of hurricanes.
Hey.
And there it is. So, I figured you would know that.
Mm-hmm.
You might know this one, too. You might not. Did you know that New York Yankees legend Lou Gehrig had a contract agreeing to promote Camel cigarettes?
Is that right?
Under the tag, "There are plenty of times when I feel tired after a game. Then I get a lift with a Camel." Camel immediately branded themselves as the athlete's cigarette.
Oh, God. And then Marlboro later as the Cowboys.
What is the athlete's cigarette now?
What is the athlete's cigarette now?
Has it gone to Winston?
No,
or?
They're
that's
safe.
The car racers.
They're safer.
Cigarette.
It's now vape.
It's vaping, yeah. And finally, did you know humans are bioluminescent, and we also glow in the dark? But the light that we emit is 1,000 times weaker than our human eyes are able to pick up.
Okay. Interesting.
The first comment says, "I'm pretty sure an Irish person without a shirt shines like a beacon of light in the dark." So those are all of your random facts.
Well, well done. As Emily would say,
Jay. Thank you. Thank you very much. And I think our guests have arrived. Okay. So Duncan and Sons are here.
Okay.
I am awaiting.
Are you going to go get them? Thank you.
I am awaiting a text.
Oh, yeah. You got it.
And there it comes. Oh, sure. Just the one. That works.
Okay.
That does work, actually. So, I'm going to throw out the question, we're going to take the calls, and we're going to play, what we got here? We got traffic,
mm-hmm.
And we'll do traffic, and then we'll come back with, hopefully, the answer. Here is your question for your pop quiz. The longest movie shoot, what movie was it, and how many days did it take?
It was the first random fact today.
It was the very first one. What movie did we talk about that was the longest film to shoot, and how long did it take them to shoot it? Okay. If you know this answer, and if you want a $10 gift certificate to Food Outlet, with three locations, by the way,
yum,
then give us a call at 272-9228. 272-9228. Longest movie that, longest film shoot, what movie? How long did it take to shoot it?
We're rolling through the middle of the 7 o'clock rush hour, and Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around the river region, and we see a couple of things you'll want to know about. There's an accident on Court Street just south of the boulevard at Fleming. There's also a construction crew on Perry Hill Road between the Atlanta Highway and Goodwin Junior High School, so be careful. They have one lane closed there. We also see an accident on the Ann Street on-ramp to I-85 southbound, so if you're in that area, watch out. Traffic on I-85 is moving along fine. The traffic on I-65 has our normal slowdown in the downtown area, so be careful there. School zones are in effect. Watch your speed. Get ready for fall at Midtown Plaza. Eat at CC's Pizza, American Deli, Hunan Garden Chinese Buffet, and more. Midtown Plaza and Street off I-85. Another great McClinton and Company development. I'm Jeff Blake, Montgomery Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
And we're going to go to the phones real quick and get a winner for our pop quiz.
All right. Who we got?
And we've got Bill M.
Hey,
on
Bill.
The line. Hey, Bill.
Hey, how y'all doing this morning?
Whoa, we're doing great. How are you?
We woke up real fast. Hey, Bill.
I'm sorry about that.
That's okay.
No, you're fine. You're fine.
We've got our headsets.
We had you up higher than we should have.
We have our volume up real high. What is the movie we're talking about?
Yeah, what movie was the longest film to shoot?
The movie was Eyes Wide Shut.
Right. Correct. And how long did it take?
400 days.
And you, by the way, who was the director?
Stanley Kubrick.
You are so right.
Good Lord, we just kept throwing stuff at him.
And I agree with Baron, man. When I originally saw that movie, it was just a weird movie. But knowing what I know today, it's like, wow.
Hey, Bill, one more thing. How many times did Kubrick try to get... that wasn't that movie, right? It was Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you talking about Tom Cruise through the door?
Yeah. How many times did you make him walk through the door?
I don't know. It was either 90 or 96.
Well, 95. You're
95.
Right.
95.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
You're good, man.
You got yourself a $10 gift certificate to a food outlet of your choice, either Prattville or Millbrook or Montgomery.
Hang on the line because we're going to have to get some more information from you, all right?
Thank you.
Thanks. All right. Hang tight. Okay. When we come back, we have got the Duncan and Son Predictathon.
They're here.
And they are here to talk about that. In fact, let's go ahead and get the weather out of the way.
What? Yeah.
Let me do that real quick.
It's here. It's. We're about to... let's get it out of the way.
Yeah, let's just go ahead and do that. And then we'll roll into all this stuff, and then I can get his stuff.
Rich Thomas Weather is brought to you by Blue Haven Pools. Building and designing an amazing new smart pool is just a click away. Learn more about smart pools that are virtually chemical-free by visiting bluehaven.com.
I'm looking at the radar right now, and I see the eye wall of Dorian right there on the Outer Banks of North Carolina. Looks like it's the eye wall is sitting right over Cape Hatteras right now as the storm moves northeast at about 14 miles per hour with 90 mile an hour winds. So it's really going to pick up speed. In fact, it'll be approaching the maritime provinces of Canada by 2 p.m. tomorrow as a full-fledged hurricane. How about that stuff, huh? You know, the other day, Monday, it was stalled for 36 hours over Grand Bahama Island. It was waiting for a bus, a transportation system, a trough of low pressure, which is what it has found now, which is transporting the storm and going to have it accelerate off to the northeast. Death toll now in the Bahamas is up to 30. That will skyrocket, I'm afraid. For us today, very hot and high temperature up to about 97. Sunshine still dry, low tonight, 71. Tomorrow, Sunday and Monday. High temperatures near 100 each day. The heat index right around 105 tomorrow. Still dry on Saturday and Sunday. Maybe an isolated storm Monday. Widely scattered storms on Tuesday. And right now this morning, northwest winds at 6 miles per hour. Mostly clear skies. It's 66 at 7:40.
CB&S Bank, formerly Prime South Bank, is excited to be part of your neighborhood. CB&S Bank is a community bank with 113 years of being committed to the communities they serve. Come see the people you know and trust in Tallahassee, Wetumpka, Pike Road, and Birmingham. Member FDIC Equal Housing Lender.
It's Greg. I do my weekly grocery shop at the food outlet on Coliseum Boulevard every Sunday morning, like clockwork. But every once in a while, I may forget something, so I'll run into one of the big chain stores to get it. And again, I see example after example of how they're charging retail prices for food you can buy, cost plus 10% at any of the three food outlet locations. When I make BLTs, and you can find a picture of that sandwich on my Facebook page for the gang here, I pay about $4 a pound less for high-quality thick bacon. Let's start with that. What I needed to run to the store for, though, was a loaf of Pepperidge Farm sourdough bread. I bought it at $3.92. Now, every time I go to Food Outlet, that same loaf of bread, fresh, is $3.04. And when you pay attention to what you pay at the big chains and then compare to what you're paying every day at Food Outlet, cost plus 10, you realize I can save some serious money. And I don't even need to clip a coupon to do it. Food Outlet has three locations. You'll save in the dairy, you'll save in the meat. Oh man, their meat prices are incredible. Chicken, beef, pork, you name it. Great steaks, too, with a butcher to cut them to the thickness you desire. Bread, all of it, you're going to save. And I would estimate, as I begin my sixth year as a Food Outlet shopper, somewhere around $5,000. And I think that's kind of an underestimate. Try Food Outlet. on Highway 14 in Millbrook, Food Outlet on Main Street, just west of 31 in Prattville. And I'll see you Sunday morning at Coliseum Boulevard in Montgomery next to Eastbrook Flea Market and Antique Mall. Food Outlet.
If you want to save $1,000 on a new 15-SEER heating and AC unit,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
You'll always get honest advice and services to choose from to best fit your budget. If you want free service calls by getting on Chad's maintenance plan,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Chad's AC Direct can finance repairs and system replacements at 0% interest with approved credit. Chad's AC Direct will save you money. Call 264-6464. And like the girls say,
call Dad. No, Ella, call Chad.
Alabama license number 9224. Mr.
Sandman. It's a great time to save at Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores. We're loaded with truckloads of mattresses and headboards from Jameson, Serta, Fashion, Largo, and others just in time for our humongous Labor Day sale and the store closing sale in Millbrook. From now to September 15th, we are giving amazing discounts on mattresses, lift chairs, adjustable bases, bedroom furniture, and more. Mr. Sandman's Millbrook location is closing, and everything there must be liquidated. All floor samples in stock have to be sold fast. Twin mattresses from $99, thick full from $249, queen pillow top sets from $399, extra long twin mattresses from $229, great for college students or adjustable bases. With over 80 models to choose from, all discounted, we are a must visit if you need a new mattress. We're on the Atlanta Highway across from the Dairy Queen in Montgomery, open 10 to 6, Monday through Saturday. And in Millbrook, we're on Highway 14, 3 miles from I-65 on the right, next to the Citgo station, Mr. Sandman Mattress Superstores.
Hi, this is Jason with Wholesale Hunter. We've been advertising with Blue Water for a while now. We have great results with them. Appreciate everything they do with us.
Call us at Blue Water Broadcasting and find out how we can help grow your business. Blue Water Broadcasting. Local folks helping local business.
From CBS 8 and ABC 32, I'm Julia Brooks. Montgomery police have launched a homicide investigation after a late-night shooting at a downtown McDonald's. It happened just after 10 o'clock last night in the 2200 block of Madison Avenue. Police tell us one man was shot at the McDonald's and pronounced dead at the scene. No word on what led to the shooting, and so far, no arrests. Any information, make sure you call Crime Stoppers at 215-STOP. In Uniontown, police say the body of 65-year-old Archie Evans was found on County Road 12 Wednesday. Evans was reported missing last month when he was last seen getting into his truck, which was found about 400 yards away from his body in the woods. Evans' body is now with forensics to determine the cause of death. And state officials will now closely monitor the elections in Montgomery's upcoming runoff after reports of voter fraud in last week's mayor's race. The state will now send observers to each of the 46 polling sites in Montgomery. And those are your news headlines this morning. For more on these stories and others, be sure to watch Alabama News Network on CBS 8 and ABC 32. I'm Jalea Brooks.
All the headlines the mainstream media won't touch. Your News Talk station. News Talk 93.1 FM WACV.
Now, normally you would hear a fight song of a school, be it Alabama, Auburn. You'd probably hear a lot of other stuff with it as well. I don't know where we keep any of that stuff. This is the first time I've ever done this without Greg being here.
So roll tide.
War Eagle.
War Eagle. We'll just leave it at that. And talk about the game. We got Don and Mitch in here today.
We had a winner.
We did.
And we did have a winner, which is good, because that usually doesn't always happen.
Actually, we had multiple winners, but you picked the first
one you get. Yeah, exactly. So, what did you guys think of the games? Let's start with the Alabama game.
Well, I think Coach Saban played a good game. He was fired up.
He was fired up.
He got a little
penalty there.
Yeah. Well, it had gotten kind of boring then anyway. So, yeah. Liven it up a little bit. Yeah.
And what do you think about this week's game?
Probably going to be similar to...
I mean...
Who's New Mexico?
We've got like 4 weeks of...
As long as we ain't got a kick, right?
That's right. That's one thing we've had a hard time buying. I mean, recruiting.
Buying, yeah. Right?
That's crazy.
Yeah, no, not great on the kicking stuff.
But Auburn's got a pretty good kicker there.
Yeah.
Well, we frequently need them.
Yeah.
I swear, I mean, I'm so thrilled that we won the game. You know,
that was awesome.
It was a great ending.
Yeah.
But it shortens my life.
nerve-wracking for
it
sure.
It is, really.
Especially at the end there.
And I'm just guessing, if any of you guys are a home repair, you might want to get in touch with Rich. And
my drywall is in trouble. It's in jeopardy. Yes.
So a nervous one for Auburn, but what about this week's game?
Yes.
You know, Tulane should be okay.
Yeah, yeah, it shouldn't be too bad. I think they're 17-point favorites over them or something.
Yeah.
If you go to Greg's Facebook page, you can already see that he has the predict-a-thon already good to go. The thread is already up. You can go ahead and make your predictions for this week's game. And for this week's game, we are doing the Alabama game this week.
Right.
That is the strongest of the two.
So, I mean, New Mexico State, I guess. Did you see the Alabama player pulling into the garage? The kicker?
That's the kicker pulling into the garage, yeah.
I don't
Lord
understand.
Be with Rich.
Every time they get a kicker, he's supposed to be one of the top kickers in the country, I think.
We fix that, don't we?
Jeez.
Yeah, it's New Mexico State versus Alabama. That is
who are the Aggie? Who's New Mexico State?
Might be
the Banditos. I don't know.
Now Tulane is one of the only ones. You know, there's five that don't have end with an S. They're the Green Wave. There's five that don't end in an S. Can you think of any other ones
that don't end in an S?
You know what I mean? It's the Tigers. The Crimson Tide is one of them, by the way. One of the five top, and then Green Wave is another one. The Orange Men from Syracuse, and Notre Dame. The Notre Dame
Fighting
Irish doesn't end in an S.
Huh? I didn't talk about that.
Was it New Mexico State?
Yeah.
You're looking too. That's what I was doing.
Yeah.
Lobos.
The Lobos.
The Lobos. Pistol Pete.
The what? Oh, is that that's the. That would be the mascot?
The New Mexico State University teams are called the Aggies.
The Aggies. Mm.
That's confusing.
And then they're
That is a nickname derived from their agricultural beginnings.
Okay.
The mascot is known as Pistol Pete.
Wow, I thought you were joking.
No, that is their mascot. Because, I mean, if you look at Greg's Facebook page, the mascot is this dude wearing a bandana handkerchief thing. He's got a mustache and a black hat, and he looks all mean. So I was just like, okay.
Is that politically correct now?
I mean, that probably is, yeah.
Okay.
So far.
Well, there's another Aggie team that's going to have their hands full this week.
All right.
Oh, yeah.
Who are they going up against?
Clemson.
Oh, boy. Wow. Second game of your season, and you're going up against Clemson.
It sounded good on paper 5 years ago.
Right? When they first said it?
Yeah.
If you do get this correct, you will win the works from Don Duncan, which is redeemable at any of their three locations, the Madison Avenue location, Bell Road, just north of Vaughn, and then they've got the location.
Tell us what the works is again.
In Millbrook.
Sure. Go ahead, I'm sorry.
The oil change, the lube, brake inspection, fluid check, the vacuum. And right. There's probably others I'm missing
on this. They check all the filters.
Tire rotation.
Tire rotation.
And vacuum.
They got me water.
change the air in your tires.
Fix your drywall.
Yeah, change the air in your tires. I need some new air, please.
We got regular and self-rising, whichever one you like.
So what do we think on the scores for this one? What are you guys thinking for the...
I'm thinking similar to last week as far as Alabama's concerned.
What was the final score last week?
74 to...
Yeah. Somebody did score about 80 points on somebody. I don't remember who it was.
Well, you got to be careful. If you play them again, you know, that can come back and haunt you. I know Saban tries to put in, like, the fifth string eventually in the fourth quarter.
But they still better score.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
Wasn't there a school this past weekend? See, I was out of town, so I didn't keep up with a lot of what was going on. But wasn't there a school this last weekend who paid out a considerable amount of money to another school to come play them?
Oh, that would be a school just above us.
That was one of them.
Wears colors like that.
Oh, okay. Oh. He doesn't mention that name.
Yeah.
Paid $900,000
Tennessee.
To
yeah, get right. To get beat.
Tennessee paid $900,000 to who? Or did Tennessee get paid?
No.
Georgia State.
Yeah, from Atlanta.
They paid $900,000 to Georgia State. Georgia State came in and beat them. Yeah. Oh, my.
You know why all the trees in North Alabama lean to the north? Lean to the north? Because Tennessee sucks.
Jeez. It's looking like it's true.
But yeah, their football team was only 10 years old. They're building a sports program, so they're only 10 years old.
Wow.
And
think they won 2 games last year.
Mm-hmm. Did you see the locker room scene after that?
Yes.
Yeah.
Man.
We just beat an SEC team.
Man.
That was crazy.
Wow. I hope that, I mean, we're joking about it, but I hope they get it together. You know, you don't want any SEC team playing.
Listen,
like
there
that.
There are a lot of wonderful people who their whole life has been Tennessee fans and who are frustrated now. We've all gone through frustration.
Right.
Even Alabama had that period of that rough patch with all those coaches, remember?
Right.
Yeah.
Yeah, I was in Tuscaloosa when, was it Louisiana Monroe?
Oh gosh, yeah. Yeah.
Won a ball game down there. That wasn't good.
Well, we're going to take a break here real quick, and then when we come back, we'll wrap up the Predict-a-thon here. We'll be right back and get a look at traffic. Traffic is brought to you by Prattville Farm Center. Save big on affordable premium dog food at Prattville Farm Center. You'll always deal with hometown folks and get the best prices at Prattville Farm Center. Prattville Farm Center, South Memorial Drive in Prattville.
As we roll on through your Friday morning rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around and we see several accidents. We have one on the southbound side of 231 right around the Redland Road traffic light. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, be prepared for that. There's also police still working an accident on the on-ramp to I-85 southbound at Ann Street, and the police are working an accident at Court Street and Fleming just south of the boulevard. If you're on I-65, everything looks great headed into the downtown area. Be prepared to slow down right after you reach the river bridges. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays for you this morning. Let's just be careful as we get our Friday morning started. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, like the Huntington Hawks, has a winning tradition. All Hawks fans and family receive a $750 discount, plus the first oil filter service is free. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter. I'm Jeff Blake Montgomery, Skywatch Traffic.
I'm Stuart Vance with the Vance Law Firm. For a free consultation, dial 3 and talk to me.
No representation is made that the quality of legal services to be performed is greater than the quality of legal services performed by other lawyers.
They don't sign the art they create at Montgomery Paint and Body, but I'll tell you what, when you go back to MPB after they've had your car following an accident and that rollout moment comes, wow. You may not even recognize your car. I know people that's happened to. Everybody on the morning show has been to MPB and walked away with that jaw-dropping, I can't believe how great my car looks, experience. That's what they do. The Turner family for 30 years, they take each and every situation very, very personally. You pay those premiums. You should decide who gets to fix your vehicle. I can tell you, without hesitation, the best place to do that is Montgomery Paint and Body. No shortcuts, no games. They will not participate in any of that because they want each and every outcome to be one that people will brag on. And that's a pretty simple thing. Okay, so remember, the next time you need, whether it's a simple fender repair or something a little more complicated, take your car to MPB, Montgomery Paint and Body, on the boulevard at East Shirley Lane. Their number is 27REC with a W. Montgomery Paint and Body, the gold standard in automobile body repair in the River Region.
Caravina Village welcomes you to a cruise that never ends. Independent senior living with semi-private suites starting at $8.99 per month based on double occupancy. Private suites from $15.49. Learn more at caravinavillage.com.
Caps, lids, hats. Call them what you want. If you own a small business, you wear a lot of them. Like the scheduling hat, the cash flow hat, and the did I remember to lock up hat? Fortunately, Trustmark helps you focus on leaving your mark with online banking, remote deposits, ACH alerts, card services, and more. Which means you can take off some of those other hats and put on the captain's hat. You know, because that's what the fearless leader wears. Learn more at Trustmark.com. Member FDIC.
Caravina Village is leading the way in senior living and invites you to see for yourself how you can cruise into retirement. Learn more and schedule a tour at caravinavillage.com today.
In your line of work, every day is different. Sometimes you need big, sometimes you need small. But every time you need the best. Well, good news. Thompson Tractor has everything you need. It's your go-to source for a complete range of the absolute best equipment to purchase or to rent. From legendary Cat dozers and wheel loaders to mini excavators, skid steers, and more, Thompson Tractor has it all. You've already invested in your business. Invest in the best equipment, too. Increase your profits and reduce your downtime with Thompson Tractor and Caterpillar, the partnership that's been setting the standard in value, selection, service, and support since 1957. Just like you, we have what it takes. For specials and financing options, visit ThompsonCat.com or contact your local sales representative.
I'd like to take a moment today to congratulate Infusion. Infusion has been an amazing story over the last 3 years, beginning with laser treatment for chronic pain and cryotherapy to get your body to perform at its peak, to heal quickly, to get your circulatory system engaged at a level that benefits you everywhere from head to toe, because your body depends on great circulation, and cryotherapy will provide that. They introduced IV vitamin therapy. That's an amazing way to help you lose weight, to boost your energy. If you've partied too much, they can fix you up in one session. Look into that. And now CryoSkin 2.0, a new technology that destroys the fat cells. There's no discomfort with this. And when you compare the price of CryoSkin 2.0 to cosmetic procedures, it's a fraction of what you'd pay for the same result. All of these services now under one roof and in a new location on the east side of Taylor Road, right down Winton Blunt Boulevard. Just cross from the old location on the west side to the new one on the east, and you'll find them. Online this weekend, visit them at Infusion Cryo and Laser, but congratulations to Ryan Turner, Lori, and Dr. Darren Woodling on an amazing achievement in Montgomery in just 3 years. InfusionCryoandLaser.com to learn more online.
An urgent message to the Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett. How could the state of Alabama use $72 million? Every teacher in Alabama could get a pay raise, funding for children's health care, or how about using that money to repave roads in Alabama instead of a massive gas tax? Over $72 million in state taxes is what GreenTrack, a casino gaming facility in Greene County, owed the state of Alabama. But in an unprecedented ruling by the Alabama Tax Tribunal Court, GreenTrack will not pay one penny of the $72 million that it owed to the state of Alabama. Now GreenTrack and its owner, Nat Wynn, like the Porch Creek Indians, can collect billions of dollars in revenue and pay nothing back to the state of Alabama. And to make matters worse, now Nat Wynn wants to shut down all the other electronic bingo facilities in impoverished Greene County, creating his own personal cash monopoly. The Alabama Revenue Commissioner, Vernon Barnett, has 30 days to appeal the tribunal ruling. Call him today at 334-242-1175 or email him and demand that he appeals the tribunal judgment and collects taxes owed to the people of Alabama.
As we roll on through your Friday morning rush hour, Montgomery Skywatch traffic is looking around and we see several accidents. We have one on the southbound side of 231 right around the Redland Road traffic light. If you're coming out of Wetumpka, be prepared for that. There's also police still working an accident on the on-ramp to I-85 southbound at Ann Street, and the police are working an accident at Court Street and Fleming just south of the boulevard. If you're on I-65, everything looks great headed into the downtown area. Be prepared to slow down right after you reach the river bridges. If you're on I-85, we don't have any delays for you this morning. Let's just be careful as we get our Friday morning started. Reinhardt Used Car Supercenter, like the Huntington